Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's show, we're talking about the biggest things that I look for when it comes to building on a new site. If you know the product you're looking to build, then the hard costs of construction are fairly easy to estimate with pretty good accuracy. The largest variable is always going to be the costs associated with the site itself. These can quickly spiral out of control. These risks are so severe that they represent an existential threat to your project. The risks break down into three main categories. Number one, servicing of utilities and access to the property. Number two, stormwater management. And number three, structural. Even if there's water and sewer and electricity at the property line, doesn't mean there's capacity in the system for your proposed project. If off-site improvements are going to be required, you could expect to be footing the bill for those service extensions. You might be required to perform a traffic study, and then you might be required to pay for improvements to the road. That could include a widening of the road, or maybe a turning lane or a traffic signal. This is one of those items you want to get clarified early in the due diligence process. If the city is going to require you to make off-site improvements, you might be required to post a performance bond or a letter of credit to secure the completion of the improvements. That effectively means paying twice for those improvements, once to perform the actual work and then a second time to post the security with the city. Since these improvements are not actually part of your property, they're going to be donated to the city, your lender generally will not lend against these improvements. You might be required to fund the off-site improvements completely out of equity. The worst case scenario is that the city will perform the improvements, but you might be required to wait 3 or 4 years until the city gets around to completing the service extensions. Now you're facing a massive delay. We have a project right now where we need to pull water and sewer about 300 yards to the property line. The city has estimated these costs for two pipes at $900,000. That's almost $1,000 a linear foot. And the city is demanding that the project escrow that amount with the city in the form of a performance bond, a letter of credit, or cash. Needless to say, we're looking for ways to reduce the size of that bond. The second risk area is stormwater management. The amount of impervious ground cover will determine how much stormwater you're going to be required to detain. The city may require you to handle a 25-year storm event or a 100-year storm event. And if the output of your detention pond is shallow, then your detention can't be any deeper than the depth of that outfall. That could result in a very large pond. Now, if you don't have the land to dedicate to detention, you might be required to design underground detention. It could be a cistern in the basement of your building, or maybe a network of pipes. And if the outfall is too shallow, then you may need to install an active pumping system, including backup power, to ensure stormwater is managed in a controlled way. That could be very costly. Many municipalities are imposing regulations that require you to contain your stormwater on your property. You're not allowed to run off and flood the neighbors. I've seen instances where the city would require you to install a perimeter drainage system around the edge of a property to collect that water into a catchment basin and then into an underground drainage system. This could be very expensive. And then the third and most important area is geotechnical. This will determine whether the soil is suitable for building on or whether you're going to need to spend megabucks exporting soil and then even more megabucks importing fill and rock that's suitable for building foundations and paved surfaces. In this instance, the majority of the cost is transportation. If you need to raise the grade on the property, you could spend a small fortune on transportation. If you're on bedrock and you need to dig down, you could spend another huge fortune blasting or hammering away at the rock to break it apart if blasting's impossible. If you're going to build any structure, you need a strong and stable ground underneath your foundation. The taller and heavier the structure, the stronger the substrate needs to be. Have you ever wondered why there's so many high-rise buildings in New York City? Well, Manhattan Island is largely bedrock, which is ideal for building tall buildings. If you compare that with Central Florida, which is mostly sand and high water table, it's extremely difficult and costly to build anything tall. You need to drive piles deep into the ground. These could be steel piles or concrete piles. They might go down 60, 80, 100 feet or more. Think about the high-rise buildings in Miami Beach. These are all supported by piles that are buried deep in the ground. Sometimes the previous owner of a property will attempt to make a low-lying area more desirable by bringing in fill to raise the grade. Problem is that this fill might not be stable enough to build on. You simply cannot tell by walking the property that there might be a problem. If the water table is high, you may need to rebuild the substrate by stripping it off, draining it, importing different materials that will better compact, and then you need to rebuild it in 12-inch lifts of compacted material and in more extreme cases, dry it out with a 6% limestone cut mixed in with the soil. If this is sounding expensive, you would be correct. The point is you can't know what you're dealing with simply by walking the property. These are the top three risk areas that we focus on as developers whenever we're looking at a property, irrespective of whether there's demand for rental housing in that new location. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.